Joe Biden's brain may be on a prolonged Thanksgiving holiday, but his mouth continues to work overtime. Here's another round of our resident turkey murdering the English language.
Before I begin, I want to comment on the tragedy that occurred last night during the holiday parade in Wisconsin. And it's a testament to the economic policies we fought so hard to pass and put in place, especially the American Rescue Plan. That's why today I'm nominating Jerome Powell for a second term as chair of the Federal Reserve. And I'm nominating Lael Brainard, and doing so successfully maintain the integrity and credibility of his institution.
I'm Jill Biden's husband, Joe Biden, as you can see. I continue to follow her. And so we came because we wanted to thank you, tell you how much we care, and we wanted to hear the engine of Air Force One, so you couldn't hear anything. But
in the past 3 weeks, the number of containers sitting on docks blocking movement are down by 33%. Of course, it's always painful when gas prices spike. From the middle class and working families that are spending much too much, and it's a strain. And you're the reason I was sent here to look out for you. Even as we meet to work out this challenge, we're experiencing the strongest economic recovery in the world. And I'm heading to a food kitchen to serve meals right now. Thank you for your time and effort.
What's your message to the American folks on this Thanksgiving Day?
My message is, after 2 years, you're back. America's back.
Well, folks, thank you all.
Listen to the Howie Carr Show today at 3 or watch the show live at rumble.com/thehowiecarrshow.